Mic check.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Greetings and salutations, friends of Southwest Florida, on a gloomy day, but that's all right. We live in Southwest Florida. I am Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. It's the Sheeman and Shepherd Show. Chris on the other side of the glass, and that Indiana basketball promo I just heard at the top of the hour doesn't sound so good right now. But I shall move on. Pete Shepherd, how are you?
How am I?
Yeah.
Here's how I am.
Get to score in the game. Vogt getting deep position. Davis. Oh, hits the three. And Wisconsin leads.
Well, the officials confirm that it's a three. Johnny Davis doing Johnny Davis-like things. Sidestep. Anthony Lill was right there defensively.
Well,
wow, there's a montage there, here. This is unbelievable.
I could add a whole montage. I took it easy on you.
I expected Kathleen to be on hold at 2 o'clock to give me my medicine about Wisconsin, but she did send a picture with the big W.
Yep.
Congratulations, Kathleen.
I'm proud to say I watched the entire game last night.
Great.
The entire game.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you had a beautiful seven. Wisconsin jumped out to a 5-0 lead. Then you guys went on like a 26-4 run.
Yeah.
Played very well. Get out to a 17-point lead. At one point in the second, at one point it was 22.
Mm-hmm. 22-point lead, that's correct.
And then it all fell apart. Mm-hmm. You missed 14 of your last 15 shots.
That is correct.
Outscored in the very end 16-2, and Wisconsin scored, the Badgers scored the last 11 points of the basketball game. They've won 19 in a row against your Indiana Hoosiers.
Thank you. I'm all aware of this.
The last time that you beat Wisconsin on the road.
Clinton administration.
125-98, opening of the Kohl's Center. Explain yourself.
I do have explanations.
Okay.
At first, I thought that Archie Miller came back at halftime and kidnapped Mike Woodson and Cook, because that looked like last year's team in the second half. Number two, speaking of the second half. To add to your statistical woes there, we only scored 17 points total.
Yeah.
In the second half.
Well, it's tough when you miss 14 of your last 15 shots.
Yes.
And some were wide open looks. It wasn't like...
Yeah.
But,
we're putting together basketball and football some nasty streaks. Like I said, we haven't won at Wisconsin since the Clinton administration. Haven't beat Purdue.
What about
since
Purdue?
The
Which
Obama
one's longer?
Administration. Oh, the Wisconsin one's longer.
Yeah, 19. Yeah, that's long.
All right, listen. I have thought long and hard as to what happened.
And the Badgers covered, by the way. They covered the
four. You led me into my point.
Okay.
May I make my point?
Yes.
Here's what happened. When one is up 22 points at a place you haven't won since the Clinton administration, and the spread at tip-off is Wisconsin -4.5, and they come back to win by 5, I'm a little suspicious. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Well, you had
I'm
to.
A little suspicious.
Well, I really thought for sure. You had the last two shots at the end, pretty open shots, and you clanged them.
Didn't matter.
Yeah, well, it would have mattered against the spread. So it's not like you didn't have a couple chances to beat this. But this will go down every month at the end of the month. Van Pelt on ESPN does an awesome show called Bad Beats. It's a half-hour show, and it recounts bad beats in all sports. Guaranteed. On January or late December 30th or early January, he will go back and do, and this will be at the top of the list. There is no question about it.
Well, is it really?
Oh yeah.
It's usually backdoor, last second.
No. You're up four and a half in this one, and it's still recovering till the very last second, really, till the last 17 seconds. This will be at the top of the list. Guaranteed.
All right.
Guaranteed.
Good thing we'll be on vacation that week. Let's go to the phones. Let me take my medicine before we do the rundown. Before we're going to change the whole format of the show. I want to get this in. Frankly, I want to get it over with. But she's such a delight. Here's Kathleen, a big Badger fan, of course. Kathleen, congratulations. Kathleen. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. First of all, I was mad, of course, at the 22 points. I was also mad at our fans. I have to say,
why is that?
They weren't. I don't think they were behind them enough when they were down.
Oh,
in the beginning,
got quiet in there.
After the 5-0 run by the Badgers to start the game, then Indiana was clobbered. Went on that 26-4 run, so it kind of took the air out of the Kohl Center.
I know, but you need to build up your team when something like that happens. But wow. Craig, 11-0 run at the end of there. Wow.
Yeah. You and Pika throw stats at me all day long. And there's plenty to go around. There's many ways to slice this up. It was bad.
During the last 3 minutes by Indiana, was that how it went?
Yeah.
Yep.
16-2 run.
I had such a rough end to my football season, but I really needed basketball season to pick me up a little bit. And so far, so good.
I was really hopeful because that would have been an awesome quadrant one road win against a ranked team when it came time, to make decisions in March. And we just let it. Let it go.
Kathleen, if I may, let me throw another stat at the distinguished senator from Indiana.
We have enough stats.
Indiana does not have a win over a top 65 team yet either.
Oh.
Well, hold on. We got Merrimack from Boston coming in.
Well, they're
Saturday.
Not really Boston. They're outside of Boston. They've only been a Division I school, I think, for about 3 years.
They're taking on Gonzaga first, then they're coming to Bloomington.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
It's kind of crazy how good they – I mean, I don't know if we didn't shoot well, and Davis, in the first half was unheard of, and then – came back to be his usual self.
Well, you showed the blueprint on how to guard Trace Jackson Davis. He only scored 9 points. Now everybody else is going to shut him down. Now we're in trouble.
Davis is a great player, though. He is a great player.
Oh, he's a lottery pick.
And even when Providence won up there and beat you guys, but he didn't play in that game. But still, he is a fantastic player.
No, and he's fun to watch. Like, he's really fun. I like his style.
Yeah.
Anyway, I will just get off and listen to the rest of the show.
I appreciate it. I knew I would have to take my medicine from you today. By the way, I was going to ask her how cold it was, and then Chris got the fat finger and hung up.
That's all right.
But Kathleen, thank you. I appreciate you calling. I knew I would talk to you today. And let us proceed with the rest of the show. I feel like I got it out of the way. We probably don't need to mention it again.
Well, Dopey says,
hours.
Craig, who's your daddy? No. Get it? Wisconsin.
I get it. Anyway, it's one of those things, when something bad happens in life, and you go to bed, and you wake up the next morning, and you've like temporarily forgot about it for about 3 seconds, and then that thought, that happened yesterday.
Well, I was so confident because I started off on my 4-teamer, 2-0, Cleveland, a big win, clobbering people and basketball, and then I had, had it all the way as Wisconsin came back, because I had Wisconsin for. Then my Bruins lose in a stupid shootout, playing soft against the Vancouver Canucks, and then K-State loses a heartbreaker to Marquette.
They
could have covered that one.
Lost my parlay by 1 point. Somehow Oklahoma City beat the Raptors 110-109. That just ruined a perfect
three-teamer. How about the Miami Heat last night?
Stepped up.
Big time.
About their two best players.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a rallying cry. Can't do it for a big, long period of time, but one night, everybody steps up. I watched a lot of that game, too. They played really well.
That was my lock of the night. Bucks lay in the six. Yeah. I didn't know who would guard Giannis. Bam is out.
Yeah.
Bam has been the Giannis eraser in his career, and P.J. Tucker came in and mm-hmm. filled that void nicely for the Heat.
Yeah.
And to make the night great, even though I went to, but really, the Knicks getting clobbered by the 10-16 Indiana Pacers.
Yeah.
Clobbered.
Yeah.
So that was great.
All right. I feel like a beaten man already.
How are you doing, Craig?
I feel like a beaten man.
Could you sleep last night? Well, you were doing all sorts of domestic stuff too, right?
Oh, God, yeah.
How'd that go?
Fair.
With the game in the background?
Yes.
So you were feeling good.
No,
hitting
a
crescendo.
Yeah.
You're moving all your furniture around, whatever you're doing.
Uh huh. We got new floors.
Like the last 2 minutes, where were you?
Sitting at the end of my bed in the fetal position, going, "Oh my God, this can't be happening." I think we still had the lead with 2 minutes ago. I was like, "Oh, this is going away."
I mean, you had a 94% chance to win with 8 minutes to go.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not as big a percentage as Tennessee, Indiana in the bowl game two years ago.
Forget I said it.
Why?
Forget I said it.
It's a good stat.
Unnecessary.
No, you know what?
It's an unnecessary shot.
Is it unnecessary roughness by you guys? Have we done enough on this?
No.
It's an unnecessary shot.
Well, Kathleen says she's here in Southwest Florida anyway. So,
31 degrees in Minneapolis right now. Expecting a snowstorm tomorrow.
Wow. Yes.
Wind chill.
And good luck. Good luck with that.
All right. Are we done talking about me? I don't know if I have the energy now after the beatdown last night and here, the first 11 minutes of the show. This is really going to take a professional effort on my part to strap it together here and
pivot.
Bring you hard, good quality sports talk radio.
You'll be fine.
For the next 3.5+ hours.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Then you got Mike McCarthy guarantees a road win over Washington on Sunday.
Love it.
That means that's not happening.
I love it. Love the confidence from the old man.
Speaking of confidence, I love the board tonight. Going to bounce back on my picks tonight. You wait. That's coming at the end.
Good for you.
All right. I just moved here, guys. As Pete might be my hero. All the sports and TV you can watch. Do you ever do domestic stuff? Are there any tips on how you can get away with this? LOL. I stay out of the way.
Yeah.
I just stay out of the way. I do domestic
Pete
stuff.
Pete is the classic, put the reds in with the whites, ruin a load of laundry, never has to do it again.
I do laundry. I fold laundry. I do a lot of cooking. I sweep up the lanais. I do stuff. I don't put stuff together. Luckily, we didn't have to, you know, I've had a house where I've had to redo the floors and had to move out for a week.
Yeah.
Which stinks. So, I mean, I feel your pain over that.
Yeah, we didn't move out. We just moved around. It's a cluster.
Yeah.
Got it back together, though.
Yeah, that's a pain. Then watching your team lose at the same time.
Yeah, thanks for... Yeah,
well, I just... I know. You know.
Although, Dopey, with the bright ray of sunshine, he says, okay, I'm sorry, Craig. I know you're kicking you when you're down. At least you still have the Lions' victory this past week to get you through till Sunday. Yes.
Yeah.
Before we do the rundown, may I point out my Craig Sheeman stat of the month? Tonight we have Steelers-Vikings, right?
Yep.
Right.
Against those two teams, the Detroit Lions are 1-1-1. How about that?
That's 500.
We've filled every column with these two teams. 1-1-1.
Really should be 2-0-1.
Should be?
Yep.
Should be.
You know, I can make the argument, should be 3-0. Should be 3-0.
Yeah.
Should be. Yeah, you'd be right back in the playoff hunt.
Sure.
Yeah,
still
right.
Still in it.
Yeah. Sure. In the hunt.
Godzilla with a very cool gif. Craig is just handling his badgering.
Yeah. Oh, I get it, because Wisconsin's the Badgers.
Get it.
All right.
That's all right.
All right. Thank you for all the attention.
You're welcome.
It is time now at 13 minutes past the hour on a Thursday for a Sports Center rundown. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Chris.
Week 14 of the NFL season starts tonight. Vikings visit the Steelers. Coverage on ESPN Southwest Florida starts at 8 o'clock. Good news for the Vikings. Running back Dalvin Cook expected to play after missing last game with a shoulder injury. Trevor Lawrence has made it clear he wants running back James Robinson on the field, saying, quote, James is one of our best players, and he's got to be on the field, and we've addressed it. Alabama quarterback Bryce Young voted AP Player of the Year, receiving 42 of the 53 first-place votes. Michigan's Aiden Hutchinson finishing second.
And you know, Craig, as bad as it was and what it was for you last night, think about this.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever heard of this before in professional sports. The Coyotes of the National Hockey League have until 5 o'clock on December 20th to pay the outstanding arena invoices, which I think is over $1.3 million in taxes from last year. If they don't, they got nowhere else to go.
I got a question.
Out of Gil River Arena.
Can't a professional sports team in America, I mean, isn't $1 million like a drop in a bucket? I saw the story, and then I saw how much it was. I'm like, they could cover that.
The city of Glendale.
So Mark Davis running the team.
The city of Glendale apparently is owed approximately $250,000 in unpaid city taxes, and the remaining amount is owed to the state. The state tax lien notice obtained via public record so that the Coyotes owe taxes dating back to June of 2020.
How does that happen?
And guess who's playing the sport? Arizona's first home game following the December 20 deadline is the 23rd against Tampa Bay.
So is it going to be a forfeit if the team can't, or are they going to play at the local ice skating rink?
They do have hockey rinks out in Arizona.
I know, but what do you do? Do you play in another rink?
You play here.
Do you rent the local rental place that, where Chris's kids go to skate and they're, you know, and learn how to play hockey?
No, you just either switch the venue or you come here and play.
Well, these are major things. What is protocol? If you can't play in your stadium, you go to the other team? Do you go to a neutral site? Do you go to the local rink?
Well, it's one thing. You go. They have a college rink there. Arizona used to have somebody has club hockey. They actually had a team at one point. There are hockey rinks there. You're not going to have a lot of fans.
What are you going to do for season ticket holders?
You got a refund.
Team owner is Cuban-American billionaire Alex Meruelo.
He can't stroke a check for
He's worth roughly $2 billion.
Well, the Arizona Republic reported in September, Coyotes proposed a $1.7 billion development in Tempe that would include a hockey arena. The Athletic reached out to the city to see if Wednesday's news will have any impact on its evaluation process for the development proposal. Yeah. The city responded, quote, "The city of Tempe's intensive due diligence to evaluate the RFP response is ongoing."
This seems like a negotiation ploy to get a new stadium. This is what it sounds like to me.
Oh, it's definitely part of it, but still.
Who's a worst owner right now, the Coyotes or the Suns? Remember, the Suns guy.
At least the Suns are a great team.
I know, but isn't he about to lose the team?
Yeah.
Well, I forget what it was. Was it
misogyny, racism within the front office?
Yeah, that stuff.
Well, he's denied it.
Well,
there's an investigation.
That's why I wanted to be careful.
Oh, Coyotes just released a statement. I know. I just find this amusing. "We have already launched an investigation to determine how this could have happened. And initial indications are that it appears to be the result."
The business manager didn't make the joke.
"Result of an unfortunate human error. Regardless, we deeply regret the inconvenience this has caused."
So the office manager forgot to pay the bills. Is that what it is?
"The result of an unfortunate human error. But I regret the inconveniences."
Human fun.
That's funny.
That's crazy.
That's, oh my goodness. I also said we will make sure that by tomorrow morning, the Arizona Coyotes are current on all of our bills and owe no state or local taxes whatsoever. And we'll take immediate steps to ensure that nothing like this can ever possibly happen again.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
So they're not a poor bankrupt team. They just made an error. Clerical error.
Come on, man.
That's not supposed to happen in professional sports.
Oh, my God.
I would expect this out of the Raiders. Cash flow's a little tight.
A little tight.
By the way, I have to look up. I came across an interesting story last night. They want to make a run at Jim Harbaugh.
Ooh.
That's juicy.
Who?
The Raiders. I got to find where I saw that.
Didn't that come up a couple years ago?
I want to say yes.
I remember.
But his name comes up with everything.
It does. Yeah.
Well, there's a ESPN article out today saying with all the money and all the control that you have for being a college head coach,
yes.
At what point do the college jobs become more desirable than the NFL jobs?
I think they're there now, but we read that the NFL jobs are about to hyper-accelerate now and be $25 million a year. So I don't know. Good question.
And the money being the big part of that, obviously. And we don't know exactly what NFL coaches get paid. But like Belichick, I think, is rumored to be the only guy making over $10 million.
It's over 20.
But he wears both caps.
I think, yeah. You know? Yeah.
So at what point do we start getting there with these NFL coaches?
I think within 2 years is what I'm reading. And then I want to get inside Jim Harbaugh's head a little bit. Okay, does he feel like after all he's gone through, I mean, is he exhausted? He's like, okay, he can say, all right, I fixed my alma mater. We're back. We're a playoff team. I've done my job. I've given everything I can give. Let me go back to the NFL. Or is this a stepping stone to staying at Michigan and having a nice long 10-12 year career? I don't know what's in his head.
It's very interesting. Do the Raiders have the deep pockets? And
remember, they got to pay Gruden still.
Yeah, and who's to say Michigan doesn't have bigger pockets? Michigan might have bigger pockets, don't you think?
They might.
I think they have bigger pockets.
They might. I mean, Davis has got about $600 million. I don't know if he's liquid. I think Michigan can scratch up $600 million. I don't know, man. Thank you, Kathleen. She does remind me that my Lions beat her Vikings, so we're even. But she likes Wisconsin more, so
yeah.
There you go. All right. Somebody texted Jeff, said that Arizona just paid it just right now, and they won't be locked out.
Well,
I believe it when I see it.
Yeah, that's right. Arizona State has a D1 hockey team, too.
All right. So
they're not ranked right now, but I know they have one.
Yeah. All right.
Don't get upset over it.
I'm not upset.
You seem a little flustered. More appropriate.
You know how you two double team me every day?
Let me finish my statement.
I knew full well that that was going to be the response coming. I was prepared for it. But it feels like a typical, like, I just went 4 hours with you guys in 20 minutes. I felt like the beat down. It's wore me out. I mean, I'm digging deep. I'm like an athlete, a prime athlete, digging deep, pushing myself further for that extra rep. I can do it. But I'm going with a heavy load on my shoulders.
I didn't do anything. I didn't say a word.
You had the sound bites ready to go.
He told me to pot up his computer.
Oh, is that how that went down?
I didn't know what he was going to play.
I didn't see the sleight of hand.
I thought it was appropriate.
It was.
People want to know.
I didn't take my medicine.
I could have played a minute and 52 montage of the entire comeback, but I chose just the last 30 seconds. So I think, just, you know, out of respect for you.
I got a memory like an elephant, boys.
It all comes around.
When you're ready to fire Mario Cristobal after 5 weeks, next year.
That won't be the case. And not only that, they got one of the best athletic directors in the country, Dan Radakovich.
Mm-hmm.
People are talking. Things are happening.
People are talking.
I'm so excited. And it's not just going to be about football either. They're going to go blast away on everybody. About time. Get back in.
How quickly do you think that's going to happen realistically?
Well, I don't know. The football program is already going to be very good. If they continue what they did the last six games last year, I don't know if there's any question about it.
But you said that last year and the year
before. How long is it
going to take?
No, we didn't see the quarterback play. We saw, come on, this guy got freshman of the year. He played in, seven games?
Oh, you had De'Aaron King at
the end
of last
year. Yeah, you had
the
great
De'Aaron
King.
But he didn't.
Everything was going to stop and be awesome.
But he got hurt. And number two, it turns out he was the wrong guy.
But your enthusiasm for him at this time last year was the same as what you're doing now.
Yeah, but he never delivered like this kid did the last 6 weeks. He just didn't. And they're just going to keep getting better and better. I think they're going to be a very formidable team.
Okay.
Potential to be a very formidable team.
I hope they are for your sake.
Yeah. I think they're third best their side of the ACC.
I love it.
Well, they play A&M. I wish that season would start tomorrow.
I wish it would, too, because I got to hear you talk like this for another 9 months. It's going to be unbearable. With no facts.
It's all about A&M week two.
No facts and all enthusiasm.
It's all about A&M. They're going to blow out Southern Miss in week one. That's going to be a 40-point blowout. And then they'll have to play at Texas A&M, and then we'll see.
The pressure's on Jimbo. He can't lose that game.
Of course he
can. They're going to win that. That's a must-win for him.
They'll get their starting quarterback back.
Yeah.
Although pretty sure they're losing a lot. They've recruited at an elite level, though.
They're ready to go.
They have recruited.
Those youngins have grown up, got muscular, and they're good to go.
They are losing a lot on the back end of their secondary or of their defense. Mm-hmm. I think they're losing a safety in both corners, so they'll have to break that in. But, no, A&M's at that point where they're very good every year.
Yeah.
They got the talent.
They also got Oregon strength and conditioning coach Miami did to come over. Aaron Field coming over from Oregon, who's got a different type of attitude, which I love.
What attitude is that?
Different.
More weights?
Different.
Yeah, more.
Lift more?
Accountability.
More weights.
Accountability. The TB12 flex thing? Because Brady doesn't lift
accountability.
Weights. He just stretches.
Resistance bands.
Yeah, bands.
They're going to be big into the resistance bands at the U.
All right. We are just warming up. I don't know where we're going today, but I will tell you about something you can count on day in and day out. That is the Flying Locksmiths. If you run a building here in Southwest Florida, you've got those automatic doors. Sometimes they break down. Got to get them repaired. Got to get them replaced or else business comes to a stop. Call the Flying Locksmiths. They are a local company. They're good. They know what they're doing. They will save you money, and they are ready to help you. Jeff, Nick, Randy, and Daniel, tell them Craig sent you from ESPN. Flying Locksmiths, they will fix your problem the next day. Check out their website, flyinglocksmiths.com. That's flyinglocksmiths.com. Then give them a call, 239-790-6880. 239-790-6880. The Flying Locksmiths. If it's on the door, we handle it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. I will read a couple of texts to you. First of all, Hedge, and Hedge is a regular, but he says, enough with the Miami talk. You sound like the noon show talking about New York half the time.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, stop it. Jamie Tart, I am at a crossroads with you, Pete Shepard. I love you when you talk about the Hurricanes, but I have to turn the radio down when you talk about the Patriots. So, you know, Hedge thinks we talk too much Miami. Jamie Tart thinks we talk enough Miami.
Patriots because of the game was Monday night.
No, he just doesn't like the Patriots.
Well, that's fine, but if they're playing in a national game on a Monday night, they're going to get talked to like any other team would.
Here's my favorite, Craig's special sack. He says, if Miami was half as good as Pete thought they'd be in December every year, they'd win 10 games a year.
Here's what I think people forget, okay? The first loss of the year to Alabama was a disgrace.
Roll Tide.
44-13. Not that they lost, but the lack of imagination and creativity. Then they squeak out a win against App State. Okay, another kind of disgraceful offensive performance. Then Michigan State, which they dropped two passes in the end zone and were just awful, again, a lack of creativity. And then that was it. Then Van Dyke comes in, okay, Central Connecticut, okay, they blow them out 69-0. They lose a heartbreaker at the buzzer to Virginia, 30-28. They lose a heartbreaker at the buzzer again next week to North Carolina, 45-42.
Squeaker.
Then they won the next three in a row over ranked NC State, the eventual ACC champion Pittsburgh Panthers, Georgia Tech, rivalry game, a little stumble, a little bit, losing by three to Florida State, and then they blow out Virginia Tech and they blow out Duke.
And I thought Diaz had saved his job at that point.
I did too. They had three losses by a field goal or less. I mean, you know, I think they're going to be better next year.
I can say that about the Lions, and you know, they're not.
Well, I'm not talking about the Lions.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Could be.
So it's
same. They just substitute.
Three losses, one win.
All right. Anyway, I wanted to read those.
Coastal champs. Put it down.
We will put it down.
Put it down.
Chris doesn't think you're the third best in your division.
No. They're going to be the best in the division.
Best?
They're going to win the Coastal next year. I said it. 232. December
9th. Is that you banging your head on the microphone?
I told him 3 weeks ago, don't do it to yourself. I like you. I don't want to see you get hurt.
This is not hurting me. This is an entire philosophical change from the president to the AD to the coach. This is a unique situation here.
But give it more than a day. 9 months to turn everything around. There's a lot wrong with that program.
Not really. It could be fixed. Okay. It could be fixed very quickly.
Here we go.
What's wrong is getting the fan support back at Hard Rock. They
got a win to do that.
Well, yeah.
Immediately.
Well, they blow out Southern Miss. They beat A&M. All of a sudden, they're ranked.
You're not winning at A&M. I'm going to tell you right now.
What do you mean we're not winning at A&M?
You are not winning at A&M. You can put a whole sticky wall.
Sticky pad right now. They'll have a great shot to win.
Precious space.
That's not waste paper. It takes three trees to make one sticky pad.
That's a fact. And a horse for the glue on the one side.
By the way, the Clydesdales are in town today. Did you know this?
The Anheuser-Busch ones?
Yeah.
Nice.
I think they're at the Mercado. Just
shout out.
I don't know if they're just clapping along or what, but they're there.
With the jingle bells on the sleigh?
I don't know all the details, but I would assume so.
In all seriousness, they have the potential to turn this around very quickly. They're not that far away. They lost three games last year by 3 points, two by 3 points. And won by 2 points. They're not that far away. Not that far away, and they've got one of the best quarterbacks in the country. So that's a big start. A very good AD, a really good coach, and an organization now that is seems to be all headed in the right direction. So I'm very confident.
Tom Cruise said to Demi Moore in A Few Good Men, I admire your enthusiasm. I forget what he said after that. But
that's terrible.
What?
I forgot you were absent the day they taught law at law school.
Oh, man. All right. As long as we're talking college football, one quick note.
Hold on 1 second. Okay. I just want to rebuke what Pete just
Please
said about
ahead.
Three close losses. They also had three close wins.
It's like I'm at 0-6.
I'm just saying, like, it's not like
But who those close wins
I'm
against?
I'm just painting the full picture.
It's balanced.
Those close wins were against App State by 2 points.
I know, and I said they played badly in that game. I said they played badly in that game.
Okay.
They really shouldn't have won it, to be honest with you.
They beat NC State by 1 point. They beat Pitt by 4 points. They beat Georgia Tech by 3 points. Yeah. I think that it's fair, if you're going to bring up all the close losses, that you bring up all the close wins as well.
Okay, I do, but the close
you
wins are against But they're ranked teams.
Okay.
And they beat NC.
I'm not disputing you. I'm just trying to paint the full picture for the listener.
Yeah, and the Georgia Tech score is not as indicative as it really was, because they had a running back and two wide receivers with, after long pass plays, fumble the ball in that game. So that game, it looks closer than it actually was.
I don't know. I'm looking at it. Georgia Tech was up 21-17 at halftime. It was still a 4-point game after the third quarter. Yeah. I didn't watch that game, so I don't know.
I watched the whole thing.
It never felt like they were going to lose
that game.
The score looks like it was a close game.
Well, it was a close game. It shouldn't have been, but it wasn't the quarterback's fault, is what I'm saying. He completed a couple of great passes that were fumbled after on yaks, unfortunately.
Mm. Haley's Texter says, based on Pete's logic, the Giants are a playoff team next year.
One texter says
Pete's about to be heartbroken. It's happening.
The Hurricanes won 5 out of their last 6, okay? They had a little brain cramp against FSU. Fine, rivalry game. They lost by 3. All right, and they beat the eventual ACC champion. And the week before that, they beat an 18th-ranked team, which if you had told me in week 3 that they could have done that, I would have said no way.
So what's crazy is if UCF beats Florida in the Gasparilla Bowl, you do the transitive property. Miami's the 4th-best team in this state because UCF will have beaten Florida. Florida will have beaten Florida State. Florida State will have beaten Miami.
Nicely done.
So power ranking.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I can't really defend, but if you...
No, that's math. Can't argue it.
Here's more math. Rick Astley fan. Lions, last 4 games. A tie, a 3-point loss, a 2-point loss, and a win. Pete's logic, Lions not far away.
Correct.
Well, good text, Rick Astley fan.
Technically, you're still in it.
Well, yes.
Not eliminated yet.
You're not eliminated
mathematically,
yet.
Mathematically, some sort of trigonometry, we're not eliminated yet.
I understand the rest of the ACC people and the rest of the country is scared. I get it. I completely get it.
Yeah.
You should be. More so that the president hired a very good coach and maybe one of the best ADs in the country, which may be even bigger than getting Cristobal, is getting this athletic director to come here, because the guy's got a tremendous reputation.
Can he, for excellence? Can he throw the ball?
They got the best quarter. They got the best quarterback in the ACC right now.
Can the AD throw the ball?
They've got the best quarterback right now in the ACC.
I said, can the AD throw the ball?
He doesn't have to throw the ball.
We got the new AD. We're going to be awesome. He's not going to do squat.
I will say that Miami is in a very good position in the Coastal last year. Uh-huh. The other teams in the Coastal, Pitt, they're going to be losing Heisman contender Kenny Pickett. Virginia Tech, they'll have a new head coach. Virginia have a new head coach. North Carolina will be breaking in a new quarterback. Then you got Georgia Tech and Duke. I'm not even going to talk about that.
New coach at Duke?
No. They'll be, I don't know, will it be ranked? Jason Garrett, maybe. That hasn't happened yet, though.
Yeah. No, I know. I want it to. Yeah,
that's going to be great playing against Duke, because they're just going to run the ball 3 times, maybe occasionally throw on 3rd down. Yeah, they're very predictable. Very predictable. Well, I must say, I didn't expect this to go this well, but I have successfully deflected Indiana talk by dumping it on Pete and Miami for the last 20 minutes. Chris, you're next. I gotta pick apart one of your scabs next hour. I don't know who I'm going to do, because I don't know who I'm going to do. I can't rip on Alabama.
No, you could.
I actually like your Dolphins, so I can't do that.
They're a likable bunch of football players.
Yeah.
Miami Dolphins?
Yeah.
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 Not going to be playing postseason, but they're likable.
I wouldn't shut yourself out of postseason just yet.
We went through it, guys. They lost to the wrong teams. They got to win out.
You're going to be ahead of the Bills. Right now, if I were going to do who's hotter,
in three weeks.
If I had to put my house on, do the Bills come in second in that division or do the Dolphins? I'm going Dolphins. And if you're second, you're going to the wild card most likely.
You're not staying at my house. No.
Why?
I got a futon in my office that you're pretty tall. You might have to take the armchair, the armrest down. But we can maybe move it in the studio.
Just saying.
You just redid the floors. Don't put your house on the Dolphins. You're going to get hurt.
Yeah, that's true.
Craig Special Sack, yeah, the rest of the country's afraid of a coach with 62. Yeah. See, that's the problem with you people like you and Craig Special Sack, is you are. You're feeling the anxiety already because you know finally this organization, that institution, is getting back on track in a gigantic way because they're going to spend a bleep load of money with one of the best ADs in the country and one of the most highly respected and coaches in the country. Get ready for it. It's coming, and not just in football.
Well, Oregon arguably had more money available to them than any program in the country with Nike, and Cristobal didn't win a title there. I'm just saying.
He won a conference title last year.
Okay, yeah. That's nice. In the Pac-12, that's friendly.
It was de facto.
Yeah.
Washington couldn't play in the Pac-12 championship game because of a COVID outbreak.
Right,
so,
right.
So Oregon got the cue. But they won the conference.
Fair enough criticism, too, for him against Utah twice, getting humiliated.
Utah! Rock'em Sock'em Robot says Hoosiers almost won last night. Thank you very much. And gets the show. Yep. He's a new texter. He says, I can't wait till all three Florida schools are great again. As a Gator fan, I feel Pete is onto something with the Canes. It's coming for sure.
And I think you're onto something with the, with the Gators too. And I think all three teams are headed in the right direction. I think. I'll stand by that. I think all three teams are absolutely headed in the right direction.
I'm undecided.
Well, the AD that was going to come from Louisville to Florida State, it gets backed out. Here it is just now. Michael Alford is named the new AD at Florida State. He was a former AD at Central Michigan before coming to FSU. So he leaves McIlwain to come to Florida State.
Love the Chippewas.
Yeah, that's a football powerhouse.
So there you go.
They're in the Barstool Sports Arizona Bowl.
Yes.
It's Chippewas against Boise.
Nice. Speaking of Central Michigan, reminds me of AB. So he quickly accepted his 3-game suspension for the fake Vax card with the Buccaneers. However, the NFL is looking into a 6 to 8 week suspension of their own because of fake Vax cards. Read that last night. Can't remember if it's Pro Football Talk or what, but yeah. Hey, he's got to be the most suspended player in the league. He's going to end up being more suspended time than time served in the league.
Mm-hmm.
What a waste.
It looked like such a good fantasy pickup at the beginning of the year, too. Had him in all three leagues.
Yeah.
He's stashed on the benches, but...
Yeah. Pull him out when you need him.
I don't like the sound of a 6-game suspension. That doesn't sound good.
Like, he won't play again this year.
As much as I admire him on the field, I've said it from day one, it's only a matter of time before he disappoints you. It's just only a matter of time. Took a little while.
Yeah.
But... they better hope that Gronk stays healthy for most part of the rest of the year because they can still go very far and win the Super Bowl without AB, but as long as Gronk is in there. But you take him out and they're a little more vulnerable. They still get very – I can't wait to see how they run the ball this week against Buffalo. I can't wait to see what the game plan is against the Bills this week.
A game a week after they came out with the game plan against Atlanta and threw 20 times in the first quarter.
Yeah.
I'm going to be curious to see how much they run.
But again, every team is different.
Yep. All right, we'll hear from Gronk in Sound Street. We'll preview tonight's Thursday night football game as well, where it feels like Mike Zimmer's coaching for his job on every play. You can listen all week long for your chance to win tickets to the Culligan City of Palms Classic, December 17th through the 22nd at Suncoast Credit Union Arena on the campus of FSW. Today in the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to be giving away a 6-pack of tickets for the games on Tuesday the 21st, first day of winter. That's coming up, 5 o'clock hour, later today. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
Cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
All right, here we go. We got Thursday night football tonight. Steelers and Vikings.
Elimination game.
Yeah.
I think.
Vikings -3, last I saw. Here's Kirk Cousins. He says this is a must win.
Xavier, sitting at 5-7, Xavier Woods said every game from here on out is a must win. Would you concur with that?
I was going to ask you, what do you think? I haven't done the math.
I think it's a must win.
Okay, so we need 10 to get in, is what you're saying?
The way the NFC's going, 8 might do it.
8 might do it. So then if it's 8, maybe not. If it's 10, for sure. I don't know. I think my point would be that we take it one game at a time, and I've never put my hands under center and not felt like it was a must win ever, whether you're 0-0 to start the year or in the position we're in or whatever. So when I go up there and step between the white lines, it feels like a must win to me.
Kirk Cousins, 8-17 in his career in prime time games.
That's better than I thought it was.
1-4 in his last 5.
8-17, huh?
Yep.
Thought it was closer to goose eggs. That's all right. I mean, it's not all right, but here's Mike Zimmer. Maybe coaching for his job. He denies that all these heartbreaking losses, especially the beatdown he took in Detroit last weekend, are not taking a toll on him.
All year long, it's been, you know, last play of the game, here, there, win, lose, whatever. But, you know, I don't see any difference in their attitude or the way they go about, you know, the meetings and practice and things like that. They come out here in the walkthroughs and, you know, they focus pretty good.
Well, while the Vikings are 5-7, the Steelers are 6-5-1. Here's Ben Roethlisberger. He still believes every game is a must-win for the Steelers.
We keep saying when I talk to y'all every week, it's a must-win. And when you get to the playoffs, it's must-wins. And so because of the hole or whatever you want to say that we've kind of dug ourselves into, and even though we're not really in a hole because of the way the AFC is, we're still behind some teams and have to do some work, and we can't let up. And so every game is a must-win. Every game is a playoff-type, playoff-caliber game. And so that's the approach we have to take moving forward the rest of the way.
I would feel a lot better about them possibly winning tonight. Forget the Kirk Cousins, but because the Vikings certainly play a hell of a lot better at home, particularly defensively they do on the road. But it's on a short week, man. I'm just wondering what Roethlisberger's body's going to be like coming up. I know it was an emotional win the other day, and I picked him with the 4. But I think it's really tough for him to come on basically a couple days rest and play again tonight.
All right, here is Rob Gronkowski. As promised, the Buccaneers have the Bills. Bills go from their 25-degree loss to the Patriots. Now they got to go into the warmth and humidity of Tampa, taking on Gronk. Gronk says this will feel like a playoff game.
I do feel that intensity for sure. I mean, we got a playoff team coming in into our house. There's going to be a lot of pressure on the line, but like any other week, you know, we got to prepare like any other week. But they're a good team. They got a winning record. They got a lot of playmakers. They got a lot of good players on the defensive side of the ball. So it's going to be a pretty intense atmosphere. I would say it's going to be more of like another playoff atmosphere.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There you go. All right. Sunday night's the Bears and the Packers, right? That's Sunday.
Yeah.
Night? All right. Let's see. Remember the last time they played, Aaron Rodgers did a little trash talking, says he owns you. I own you, Chicago.
Well, he's right.
And he does not regret saying that to Bears fans.
A lot of times in you know, situations like this, the trash talk is only able to be used if you're getting after that individual that was trash talking. So in order to trash talk, you have to have a lot of confidence in what you accomplished and what you're going to accomplish in the future. At some point, what I said will be used against me. That's just part of it. But I have no regrets for saying what I said. And obviously I think the record kind of speaks for itself, but I get it. At some point that will be used against me.
It is what it is.
I don't regret saying it at all.
It is what it is. He also says owning the Bears. He kind of went on. It's kind of true.
Well, that comment was to the fans who were giving me the bird, but look, this trash talk every single time you're playing divisional games, trash talk is what it is. It's a professional environment. It's not really a personal environment for the most part. Usually after the game, it's all love and positivity. I don't know. You can question a whole lot of what I said. You know, we've had a good record over the years against them and won a lot of games in Soldier Field and at Lambeau Field. So it's been a great rivalry. I'm proud to be a part of it. We have, have gotten the better of them the last, 27, 28 times we played them for the most part.
That's pretty good. Here's Cutler the Goat. We haven't heard from him in a while on the text line. He says, Justin Fields will own the Packers the next 10 years. Bear down! All right, Cutler the Goat. Here's a soundbite for you, Cutler the Goat. Here's your esteemed quarterback, Justin Fields. Totally fine with being the underdog.
How do you feel about everything being stacked against you this week, going on the road, going against a team with a better record? You're having to play hurt.
What do you feel good. I like it. I like it like that. I like it that way. So I feel great. I like being the underdog, you know. I think it just gives me an extra chip on my shoulder. And I like when people doubt me. So that just gives me extra motivation. So I love it.
Okay. We'll continue. What was that?
No, I said they're. I mean, they're 4-8. They're done.
Yeah. Meanwhile, here on this weekend, Saturday, Army Navy gonna play for the 122nd time this year's game at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. We will have coverage of the game starting at 2 o'clock Saturday. Army Navy game presented by Diamonds by Diane and Backstreet Sports Bar. That low was getting too low. I put some action on it. Taking the under, but I bought a point and a half. I didn't have the guts to stick it out at 34.
Wow, what a rebel.
I know. I figured jump on it now. It's only going to go down.
So you're okay at 35 and a half, but 34 is too low for you?
I'm at 36.
I might just take Army at 7.5, to be honest with you. They're a much better team than Navy this year. Much better. Maybe buy the point down to a half, the 7, and do that.
Yeah. I mean, if it's going to be 33.5, 33 by Friday, by Saturday. I don't know, man. It's too low. I'm not playing limbo here. How low can you go? Mm-hmm. Decided to jump on, stop the bleeding. We'll have Gabe Morenci on tomorrow. He'll tell us what to do, even though I already did.
He'll tell you to take the under.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I told you, you know, my parlay that missed by 1 point last night?
Yep.
That, remember, I came in here and told you I accidentally bet it twice because I
Yeah,
I lost twice. Well, because of 1 point.
Is it 4 shekels?
No, it was a little more than that. Might have to refund.
$874.
All right, 3 o'clock hour coming up. It's been an interesting 2 o'clock hour. I'll tell you that for darn sure. Also, Field Yates will be by at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk some NFL football with him. And later on, Rick Hoare will be in an hour earlier than normal. Instead of 5, he'll be on at 4. And he lives in Miami, and he builds stadiums for a living. We'll see if Pete Shepard's Christmas list of a new stadium on campus will happen. Or not with the Hurricanes.
Well, not next week or
next
year.
I guess they're planning now. All that, because, I mean, you got them winning the championship next year at this point.
I haven't won the division.
Okay. Baby steps. 3 o'clock hour, Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.